I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome in. It's almost Thanksgiving and we are the Christmas station. But before we get to Christmas, we've got to talk about Thanksgiving. And one thing that you want around your Thanksgiving table is a Butterball turkey. And who better to talk about that than Andrea Balatevich? She is with Butterball and she's going to tell us how to have the perfect Butterball turkey this season.
Yeah. Hello. This is Andrea with the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. We are here in our office talking turkey just like we have for the last 40 years. We're celebrating our 40th anniversary of talking turkey. So since 1981, we've been helping hosts get cooking and we're going to do the same this season. So first things first, you have to purchase your turkey and you want to make sure that you allow enough time for thawing.
Yeah.
It takes one full day to thaw every 4 pounds of turkey. So a large turkey that's say 20 to 25 pounds is going to take 5 to 6 days to thaw in your refrigerator.
Exactly. Because like you said, for every 4 pounds of turkey, you want to leave it a day to thaw. And some people, they don't stop at a 4 pound turkey. I've seen massive turkeys at different Thanksgiving celebrations because when you have blended families and you have different festivities to go to, there's a lot of turkey and you want it done just right. Now, what are the best ways to prepare your turkey once you have it thawed, ready to go in the oven? How do you prepare it?
So there's lots of ways to prepare a turkey, but here at Butterball, our recommended preferred method is the open roasting pan method. And so you're going to just brush the turkey with some vegetable oil, place it on a rack in your roasting pan. That lifts it up, allows for that heat and that airflow so it cooks evenly. And then you're going to roast it at 325 degrees. Now we give a range because everybody's ovens are a little bit different. Everybody's refrigerators hold temperatures a little different. So for a 15-pound turkey, it'd be about 3 to 3.5 hours. But the way you can tell that your turkey is done is to take the temperature with your meat thermometer. And that's just key for so many reasons, to make sure that it's cooked properly for food safety and so that you're not overcooking it because you want to have a nice juicy turkey. So when you take the temperature, test in the thigh. You want that to reach 180 degrees and also test in the breast. You want that to reach 170 degrees Fahrenheit. And then if you've stuffed your turkey, 165 degrees. So then you know your turkey's done. Pull it out of the oven and let it rest. That's an important step that people often forget about. They're ready to carve into their turkey. Let it rest for a good 20 to 30 minutes to allow those juices to redistribute, and that'll be perfect.
Perfect, 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 because that's, I'm glad you brought that up about stuffing, because we have in the South, you know, we call it dressing, but it's also on the side, but you also have the stuffing and you want to make sure it's the optimum temperature because you don't want to consume things that are undercooked, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So raw juices get into the stuffing, and as long as they're cooked properly, then you're totally fine. So making sure that the center of the stuffing is 165 degrees and then you're good to go.
Because I know you have the turkey helpline and how people can get through to you. Why don't you share the turkey helpline that Butterball has set up? People can get through there. They can even go on social media, but what's the best way? Say if someone's not on social media, what's the best way to get through?
Yes, the best way to talk to us live is calling our number 1-800-BUTTERBALL. And we are here standing by. We have about 50 food professionals. We have chefs, we have dietitians, culinary professionals that are standing by to answer your questions about cooking your turkey and having a wonderful holiday.
Perfect. Now, my co-host, she couldn't be here with me on this call. However, she goes, well, my dad fries a turkey. Now, let's talk about, you get a lot of people saying, how do I fry a turkey? And, you know, I don't think this is the time you want to try something new on Thanksgiving.
Right. Yes. Well, definitely give us a call if it is your first time. So here's some safety tips, because deep frying can be a little bit dangerous, but it does make a delicious turkey. It's so important to make sure, first of all, that the turkey is completely thawed. It's drained out, patted dry, because you don't want any ice or water to be hitting that hot oil. So that's the first important step. Also, if you're deep frying and using a propane deep fryer, when you're submerging the turkey into the oil, you want to make sure that you turn off that propane burner just so you get your turkey settled, just in case any oil spills over, to prevent a fire. So those are just some real good safety tips for deep frying, but it does make a delicious turkey.
Exactly. I was about to say, you don't want to go from fried turkey to turkey flambé once the oil hits that propane. A lot of people are like, well, what's in that bag inside a turkey? What are you supposed to do with that? Do some people use it? Do some people throw it out? I know my family make their own homemade giblet gravy with it.
Yeah. So lots of people like to use it to flavor the gravy, to make a homemade stock for a soup. The giblets can be used. They should be cooked if you're going to be adding them to your stuffing. So cook them ahead of time before mixing them in. And some people just prefer to throw them away. But if you do leave it in the turkey, sometimes people accidentally leave it in the turkey when they roast. It's perfectly fine. It's packaged in an oven-safe, food-safe bag, so they would just need to discard it at that time.
Perfect. I was about to ask you that, because you hear people like, what is this inside the turkey?
I'm
like,
right.
So that's good to know it's food-safe. It actually error-proofs you. It takes away the human error. So you think ahead.
Yes, exactly. And we get those calls here at the Butterball Turkey Talk Line, and we're happy to share, you know, our experiences and give some helpful advice.
I love that. So once again, give us that number for us.
Yes. So our number to call us is 1-800-BUTTERBALL. Our website is a fantastic resource, butterball.com. We have videos, we have recipes. People can even text us at 844-877-3456. And we get those text messages right from the grocery store. So we're available also on social media. New this year, we're on TikTok sharing some fun ideas. Yeah. So check us out at Butterball Turkey on TikTok.
And I got to ask you this, because Elise would have asked you this, my co-host. She's a huge Friends fan. Why should you never stick a turkey on your head like Monica did from Friends?
Oh, yeah. You definitely don't want to do that. You don't want to come in contact with broad turkey juices.
Not on your face. Yeah. Wash your hands, but you don't want that on your head either. So I've always thought that was the funniest thing. I was like, oh, that's adorable for video, but I would never do that myself.
Right. No.
I prefer my turkey actually cooked. I prefer it roasted and stuffing as well as dressing. So it's the one Wonderful. Time I treat myself to both. Because yes. Let me also ask you this. My grandmother always made a homemade stuffing with oysters in it.
Yes.
You've heard, I'm sure you have like all kind of recipes and all kind of things people can try. When you're mixing things like that, it's best to, if you're having some kind of meat ingredient, to cook it ahead of time, like you mentioned with the giblets, right?
Yes, definitely. If you're using sausage or oysters or the giblets, definitely cook those meats until they're fully cooked. Then you can mix them into the dry stuffing before you place it in the turkey. You're exactly right.
Perfect. Yes, that I know, because I have a fear of undercooked food, and I want to enjoy Thanksgiving, and you want to enjoy the bounty of Thanksgiving to be thankful. You also don't want to come away sick. And
right.
Because, you know, Butterball is the best. And I want to say thank you. It's not our station. We have 7 stations in our group, but our sister station, The Block, has partnered with Butterball. And we want to say thank you, because you're helping to feed so many people in our community. We're doing the Steve Harvey giveaway for Butterball turkeys. And so we want to say thank you for what you're doing, because you're making a lot of families who may not have a full Thanksgiving giving them a Thanksgiving this year. So we want to say thank you, Butterball.
Oh, we're so glad to hear that. And it's our pleasure. We want everyone to have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
Well, thank you so much. You've made us very happy here. And you know what? Thanksgiving, not only the time for turkey, because my family has turkey on Thanksgiving as well as Christmas. They just add some other stuff to it. So do you have some suggestions? Maybe people don't want to do turkey this Thanksgiving, but they want to do it for Christmas. Will they be able to get in touch with you at Christmas as well?
Of course. Yeah, we are available through Christmas Eve. So Monday through Fridays. And I think that weekend before Christmas, we'll still be here as well. So definitely give us a call, 1-800-BUTTERBALL, and check out our website, butterball.com.
Perfect, Andrea. Thank you so much and happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate all the help.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving. It was my pleasure. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
An Odyssey station.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.